This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Getting kind of dark out there. A few rain clouds. Just talking to Janelle here. Janelle is a warm weather Cardinals goer.
Yes, I am.
Like, as opposed to a fair weather.
Yes.
Which is a different thing.
Certainly
yes.
Not a fair weather.
Not
you're
fair
a hot weather.
Weather. Hot weather. I am a consistent fan, but I like the hot weather.
You follow any other teams?
Oh, the Orioles are my other team. Like, I am a huge Orioles fan. So, like, this past series was great, except for I was at the movies for every night. So, yeah, tonight, when I leave here, I'm going to go home, get on the FanDuel Sports Network, and I'm going to rewatch both games that I missed, and I'm going to score, sit there and score.
Look at you.
I know. It's
you
exciting
are,
life, right?
I'm not sure what adjective to use.
Sad.
No, it's complimentary. I just
no,
can't
it's
find
not.
The right
dedicated.
Word.
If it was, it, you wouldn't
unique.
Have trouble.
You're unique.
Oh, that's...
No, I mean it in a good way. I think it's cool that you go home and watch games you haven't seen and take score. That's cool.
Well, the nice thing about, again, not to promote the FanDuel up because they certainly don't do anything for me. Wink, wink. it cuts out all the commercials. Yeah, so you can rewatch a game. And
it is a lot faster.
Yeah.
I do that quite a bit for games all over the time. Mm-hmm. And it's you can watch not scoring it, but you all can watch one in probably 35, 40 minutes.
I go back. I have MLB as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll like tonight, no Cardinals game, and I'll watch. I can just watch any teams play.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's like Colorado and Texas, I'm like snore. Because I don't know the players, but I just like watching baseball.
Yeah, that I will say that's the one thing that's been nice about scoring games is you get very comfortable knowing the other team's roster and their bullpen and who's on the bench and everything. And then you start to really pick up on who are the hot players on each team. And then that makes when you go to games, you want to go and see that particular player. Like I wanted to see Jackson Merrill. I want to see Mookie Betts. I want to see certain players on the field. Yeah. So that's a nice thing about scoring games is that that's the added benefit of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one thing that baseball fans need to do better is watch games that aren't just their team.
Agreed.
Because you don't have an understanding of what's happening. Like people think, we get this a lot. You know, Matt and I, Matt Pauly and I do on Redbird Rush Hour. You get it on Gas House or he gets it on Sports Open Line. Is you can tell who only watches the Cardinals and who watches Major League Baseball.
Sure.
Because the things that people think are Cardinal problems are just normal baseball circumstances, like strikeouts or whatever it happens to be. When you watch more games, you understand it because you see it. And you're like, oh, yeah, the Padres have the same thing that we have. Oh, so do the Dodgers. Oh, wow, look at that. The Orioles do, too. If you don't watch anything but your own team, it's literally all you know, and you think everything is unique to them.
That's well said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see anything this week you liked?
Let's see. I've seen Bring Her Back, which is a horror movie, The Phoenician Scheme, Karate Kid Legends, and Bono's Stories of Surrender.
Let's start with Wes Anderson. How was that? Are you a Wes Anderson person?
I'm okay about him. I know there's some people that are super fanatic about him and other people don't understand his vision. And I get that because he does have a very unique vision in the way he shoots movies, color schemes, just scene setting, everything. It was better than Asteroid City. I was not a fan of Asteroid City, but you know, like Moonrise Kingdom or really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I think the cast is amazing. I was shocked to see Benicio del Toro be so good in it, so dry, so really liked him. It has like Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston, oh gosh, Michael Cera, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe. It's got a so really fun. I mean, it's very, again, it's beautiful like most of his movies are, but a lot better than the one that came out.
See, I liked Asteroid City. I felt like I didn't get it. I feel like I get most things,
right?
But with Wes Anderson, I always, at the end, I'm like, I missed a whole lot.
Right.
But it's sort of like watching baseball. I don't care who I'm watching. I can watch a Wes Anderson movie with the sound off.
Oh, yeah, because his really are shot like art.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's he has a certain vision. And like I said, some people don't like it. Some people are, again, like you're like, this is way too smart for me. I think this went over my head. But no, this one was very dry, very funny. It's not hard to understand. Ben, I think like everybody, the cast is great. So
yeah. And what were the other ones you said?
Bring Her Back is the horror movie.
How's
done
that?
By did you see Talk to Me?
I did.
Okay. Did you like Talk to Me?
I did.
Okay. Then you probably will like Bring Her Back. I like Talk to Me better than Bring Her Back because I liked the story building that was in Talk to Me. You had a backstory on that hand.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little less of that and Bring Her Back, but it is certainly just as horrific and disgusting.
Okay.
So if you like faces being smashed in,
yeah,
it's right up your alley.
I don't remember that about Talk to Me. I remember going into it scared. Like, yeah. I'm ready to be scared. And I was. I thought it was a creepy premise.
The directors, I did not know they were previously YouTubers that got into directing.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, they have a vision. It's about grief and moving on. And it's still kind of that theme and a mother that lost her daughter and is trying to replace her by cultish kind of means.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it is very graphic. You don't really remember that and Talk to Me?
No, I don't.
Wow.
No.
So you went in scared and just blocked it all out.
Probably.
Just put that in a little box in your brain and wow, that's impressive because it is gross.
I'm not big on the gore. And for me, it's not that it bothers me so much. I mean, I'm going to wince and, you know, cover my face like everyone else does. I just feel like, what could you have done other than that? What could you have done that would have been more interesting than blood splatter?
There's a clip from Terrifier floating around Twitter
right
now.
It's the clown, right?
Yeah. And first of all, I don't think you should be posting that stuff without like a trigger warning because it's so graphic and so gross. But you know, a lot of people are saying the same thing as you, Dave. Like, it's just kind of weird if you're like super into gore to this point.
Oh, I think there isn't it like almost like gore porn. I mean, like, I hate to be like, it's just.
Oh yeah, it's like that's exactly it. There's something like very wrong about it.
If you put those together, you get the gorn.
Is that what he was?
He was gore porn.
He touch your brain, that's what he made you think of.
That's right. In a very specific spot. Anything streaming that we should be aware of?
Mickey 17 is on HBO now, and the new Captain America is on Disney Plus.
I keep not watching Mickey 17.
You keep not on purpose?
I watch the trailer, and I'm like, yeah, Sunday afternoon, I can do that, and then I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's an okay movie. There's nothing great about it. It's pretty political.
Is it like Moon?
Maybe it's I don't know. It's sci-fi. It's weird. It's funny. It's a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's an okay movie. It's a little long. Everything seems to be going about 20, 30 minutes too long now.
Yeah.
But
how often do you just get sick of seeing movies?
A lot.
Yeah.
yeah. I kind of thought that I had to watch the Bono stories again. I know how much you enjoy him.
Kevin likes him.
Do you like Bono?
He's fine.
He's fine. He's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine. He's fine. Not a huge U2 guy, but he's fine.
Yeah, it's very much for U2 fans. It's good. He talks about the very complicated relationship he had with his father growing up, but it's very, I don't want to say self-aggrandizing because that makes him sound like he was super powerful, and he is trying to be humble in it. But yeah, it's a little theatrical. It's a one man stage show. So, yeah.
I mean, when you're Bono, it's hard to.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a companion to his 2022 memoir, but so I don't understand the whole purpose of it. But
yeah.
I suppose he saw that Bruce Springsteen got an Apple documentary and wanted one himself. So
yeah. Leroy online says McKnight family reunion, Atlanta, Georgia, July. So I guess
we go. Hey,
that's our invite.
I got to tell you a little word of advice. Atlanta in July is hot.
Why would he think that this was something else? Because I don't have social media.
Depending on what platform you're using, like, so he's on. Looks like he's on Facebook. Facebook Messenger can be.
Is he letting
you? You could be on the wrong thread.
Gotcha. If that's a close one. Yeah. Could have been worse.
Hey. Yeah.
Is this
or
an invite?
We're just really invited to the cookout.
Or we're going to Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
GS on KMOX. Our buddy Janelle hanging out with us for another segment. So, Wheels, you left your pants at work the other day?
Yeah, it seemed a little weird, but I was changing before practice for baseball, and I just left the stuff there. But what led to was a problem that I didn't anticipate, is I only have one belt, And my belt was on the jeans that were here.
That's one more belt than I have.
So I had to go beltless until I got here the next day, and I didn't like it.
You're a belt guy.
I'm a belt dude. I did not like it. It felt like it was air getting in that shouldn't get in, and
why did that bother me so much?
This little slippage.
Oh, well.
Like the jeans are sliding a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, you get the little lowrider look for a second, you're like, nope, gotta cinch that up. Don't like that.
I would like to ask you to stop making me so hot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it just, it made me laugh because it's the dumbest thing, and it's just one little thing, but one little thing being off, it wasn't right.
Your whole day was ruined.
No, not ruined. It was just more like, all right, I got to make constant adjustments so that it's normal, as opposed to being like, nope, yep, that's fine that, you know, the breeze is there.
You need a rope. Just like a spare rope.
Yeah, like Jethro.
Or I could just have two belts instead of
you
one.
You could. You do live right by the Kohl's.
I have one belt.
Or you could just buy pants that fit you.
They do fit.
Not if you need a belt.
Yeah.
There's slippage, we heard, in air.
Well, no, yeah. Like when you move around, you know, like the top rim, it just kind of slides down a little bit.
Everything you're saying is awful.
I just need to have one. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I'm not a plumber.
Oh, well.
I don't want to be seen as the plumber butt. And actually, more than seen.
That belt's doing some heavy lifting.
You know, like more than seen, I don't like the feeling of the breeze being there. I don't like it.
What kind of belt you got?
I don't know. It's just a regular leather belt.
Is it reversible?
No.
It's got a big buckle?
No, it's just a normal little buckle. I don't like big buckles.
Okay.
And you cannot lie.
I like buckles that I can't do that.
I've learned just about as much about you in this last 2 minutes as I knew before.
It's like these dumb little things. You're just like, it's not right. Don't feel normal until you got it the way it always is.
See, I often feel silly when I wear a belt.
Silly. Yeah. I like that word.
Yeah, like it's like, who does she think she is? That outfit.
You're not belt worthy?
It feels like that sometimes.
Well, in fairness, like, I don't tuck anything in, so my shirts, you can't see that there's a belt there because my shirt's hanging out.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this whole time.
It's more of a feel thing than it is. Yeah. And it's not like I don't like things moving. I don't like it moving around. I don't like my pants moving around.
I don't like any more around my waist than I need.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Just don't be sliding.
Mm. Mm-hmm. There for a while, I stopped wearing pants at all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
Before Phoebe was born.
Mm. Oh, you mean around the house?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to Cone Yard.
Dave's like going to work all Winnie Pooh.
I was definitely Winnie the Pooh.
Donald Duck.
Yeah, Donald Duck.
Maureen sent me down and had a talk with me.
It's like, yeah, you got to wear something there, buddy.
Just a belt.
Just the belt.
The other pants that I wear, they all have, like, sweatpants. They have a band or there's a string that you tie or whatever, and jeans don't have that. So
we know how pants
I need a belt. I'm just saying.
You could buy pregnancy jeans.
Wait, what's that?
They're, like, stretchy. And they have a panel in the front.
Yeah, no, I don't need that. I mean, these are the stretchy material ones. I like these jeans. Those are I like that feel, but...
What's your brand?
I don't know. Whatever these are.
Oh, you don't know what brand of pants you wear.
They're either Lee or Levi's, one of those.
Oh, for the love of God.
I don't know.
I feel like you think it makes you less of a man to know what kind of jeans
you wear. No, not at all. I just don't
100%
remember.
100% I think that's it.
They're either
I don't know what kind of pants I wear.
I think they're Lee, and I think I originally found them at Kohl's, and then I just order them online.
They say MVP in the waistband. If that.
They're Jordache jeans.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Nothing gets in between him and his Jordache.
I would love if you wore Jordache.
With a comb out of my back pocket.
Yeah.
Like back in the 80s.
Kevin's more likely to wear JNCOs.
What?
The great big baggy ones that...
The corn ones? Like the big baggy ones?
Yeah, the corn types wear.
I wouldn't have worn those.
What's a corn type?
Like corn, nu metal, Limp Bizkit. Yeah. You know,
I was going with C-corn.
That's a good better put.
Extremely baggy.
The nu metal. Yeah, yeah, that. No, I don't like those.
Can tell this guy's into corn.
There's too much breeze in that, too.
Did you wear those really big baggy ones from, like, you know, the sports ones from, like, the 80s that had, the
Zubaz?
Yes.
No, I didn't like those.
You wore MC Hammer pants, though.
I had Hammer pants. I had, like, several pairs of Hammer pants.
Really?
Yeah. They were pretty sweet.
But there's not too much air in those?
No, but they had
nothing but air.
No, listen. No.
Slippage.
The ankles were tight to your ankles like sweatpants.
Okay, so everything slipped to your ankles.
So this is trapping all the air.
The top had...
I wish.
You know what the top had is it had Velcro that pulled tight.
Oh, my God.
So there was nothing getting in the feet or in the booty side.
The booty side.
Safiri
what
man?
Gets in your booty sign?
Like from the top. From the top.
What are you worried about getting in the booty sign?
Yeah, from the top. Worrying? I don't like air getting in there.
Maybe you do like air getting in
there. I don't
ever
wear a belt, and also air doesn't get into the booty
your booty side. No.
I'm telling you, just there's a breeze.
I think you like it too much.
I don't like the breeze.
I think Janelle's on to something.
Yeah, I don't like it. That's why I got to have my belt.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Like, but like hammer pants took care
starting
of all that.
Starting to feel whimsical here.
Don't hurt them.
And yeah, they're pretty sweet.
But they're so stupid.
Yeah, they are, but they weren't. they are now. In 1991 in South Beach, they were not stupid.
How?
The hammer pants?
Yeah.
Did you do a crop top with it?
No.
You went baggy all over?
You know how pale I am. You think I'm going to pull off a crop top? Be
yes.
Blinding people with the reflection of the sun.
What do you match with hammer pants?
Yeah.
I just I don't remember, t-shirts.
Some kind. Mesh.
No, I didn't have any mesh. No, that wasn't me.
What are you, Popeye?
I'd get sunburned. I'd have like a mesh pattern on my chest and stomach from sunburn.
Small mesh, not like huge.
Oh, it would
fishnet.
Get through. I'm so pale, it would be not great.
Man, mine was my version of that was parachute pants.
Yeah, I had those too, but that was more like junior high school.
Playing in a band, and I had red parachute pants.
Oh, you had red ones.
And a black sleeveless shirt with a red lightning bolt on it.
Nice.
That was my go-to.
Yeah.
Headband?
Sometimes. Wristbands, definitely playing
like the,
drums.
Like the Loverboy headband type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A kerchief. I've told you about this.
Yeah, yeah.
When my sister was a teacher and I was a freshman in college and I went to monitor her class and I was wearing parachute pants, Chuck Taylors, and a 3/4 length baseball jersey with a sleeveless OP over it with a kerchief around my
Ocean
neck
Pacific.
And a kerchief around my leg.
Nice.
And I heard a girl go, "He's so cute."
Yeah,
and I was just like,
Dave's like, "I'm wearing." Yeah. Dude, Ocean Pacific was the bomb.
Yeah. DGS 334. Janelle still hanging out with us. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Good to hear. How's the weather out by you? Always great?
We're in this May, gray, June gloom pattern every year. Cloudy, chilly in the morning. About 11 o'clock in the morning, noontime, sun starts to come out.
Nice.
Warms up to 70.
Yeah. We got much coming in today?
Just kind of what we have.
Okay.
You know, a lot of clouds, little light rain from time to time, might be a brief downpour here and there. No, nothing strong, nothing severe by any means. Hear a rumble of thunder, don't be surprised. But that's the story for this evening. That's the story for most of the overnight hours. And then we just break open into a dry pattern, at least for a few days. A lot of sunshine Friday, a little breezy, but 78 degrees. Then we start a little warm up for the weekend. Southerly flow starts to return. Sunny on Saturday, 84. Sunday, sunny and 87 degrees. The evenings are going to be spectacular. Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday evening.
Very nice. Dave, yeah. I was just talking about I might buy one of those clear pop-up tents to put in my backyard because I'm a Hoosier. Where is your cozy place at your house?
And not a pop-up tent.
No. I figured you had better than that.
You know, it kind of depends. I like to sit outside, obviously, out on the lawn furniture. Enjoy that. We have a
Dave's
couch.
Got lawn furniture.
He's a patio guy like Andrew.
The patio
in
guy.
South Roxana, we call that furniture.
We have a couch. we have a leather couch that we've had since the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's upstairs. I love to take a nap on that. That's
I bet that's
fantastic.
Comfy.
It is.
Where's your cozy
those
spot?
Those are my places.
Man cave.
Oh, that's right.
Recliner. Yep. Right in front of my big TV.
Do you take the belt off and just let it all hang?
I'm wearing sweatpants at that point.
Puts another one on.
When I'm at home, I'm either wearing shorts or sweatpants. Yeah, shorts and sweatpants.
Yeah, you should wear two belts at all times and you take one off at night.
Yeah, that's true. That would feel more like
that. He's like Mr. Rogers. He comes home and he takes off his work belt and he
and
puts
I put on my
home
belt.
Yeah,
I only have one belt though, so... Kind of the same. I just take that one off and put it back on, and like now it's my home belt.
It should have like the like your gaming con, like your
yeah,
like, yeah, like
I
like
need,
a
I need
holster.
To, I do need to upgrade my game as far as like gaming chair goes. I need some, you know, I like phone charger plugs in there. I don't have, my couch is old.
Surprised you don't have that.
But it's super comfortable though. I mean, it's molded ugly. It's ugly and old, but it's so comfortable.
Yeah.
I thought you'd have something like you actually climb into and it's got a steering wheel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a race car bed.
I do want that. I do want
like a race car.
I want a gaming chair that's kind of like when you're a kid and you have the race car bed. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of do
you
want
had,
that.
Like helmets for your dogs and all sorts of weird
stuff. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you sleeping?
Nope.
Whatever I'm wearing, shorts and a t-shirt.
Whatever you're wearing.
Yeah.
With a belt.
Like this shirt will probably be what I sleep in tonight.
Oh, okay. So you don't have like a cozy.
No, just whatever.
PJs.
Shorts,
well,
wait, shorts and a t-shirt.
You don't change the shirt.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
You live your life.
I mean, if I had a sweaty day, then I'm definitely changing my shirt when I get home. You know, if it's in the summer, I'm probably going through 3 shirts a day.
Yeah.
You know, normal times, maybe it's one.
Last weekend I was rotting and I didn't change my clothes or wash.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But that's the point of rotting.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, I guess had I cleaned myself up, I'm not rotting.
Yeah, right. You'd just be
Who
are you getting fancy for?
Yeah, clean rotting.
Yeah,
that is
normaling.
A nice feeling, though, whenever you are being super lazy and it's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a shower and change into a different pair of pajamas.
Yeah, costume change.
Yeah,
and then I'm
going to
feel
nice.
That I feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah, that's always the first day of recovery from being sick.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm sick, I'm definitely the rotting. I'm like, whatever. I'll smell better when I get better.
You know what I've been wanting to do to relax is to get my shingles vaccination because it put you down so hard.
Dude, it made me, it wiped my butt out for 2 days.
Get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I told everybody, I'll take the sick for 2 days over getting
were
the shingles.
Were you sick or were you just tired?
No, it's sick at first, and then it's just, you can't wake up. You're just tired all the time.
That sounds so
you
good.
You do not want shingles.
No.
No, I don't.
No,
no I don't.
No, it's like fever. It's like having a fever for a couple of days. Like you're like headachy and tired, and
it feels like the kind of thing I would get.
Yeah,
shingles seem like a Dave Glover kind of thing.
Dave got the shingles.
Yeah,
yeah. Sounds like no fun. So I decided to pass on that.
How long do you have them, Dave? You had them, right?
I have not, but Janice has had it twice.
Oh,
she's had them back.
Wait, you can get it more than once?
Well, she did.
Dang it!
Now she had a very mild case in both times because she was vaccinated.
Okay.
But it's at least in the mild stage, at least a month.
Damn.
I knew my poster child for this is a guy we knew back east, very high up in IBM. He got it on his face and in his eyes. He was out for over 6 months.
La Russa got it in his face, right?
He had it pretty bad for a bit, yeah. Pretty bad, yeah.
I'm doing this. I'm picking out a weekend where I don't have anything, or maybe a weekday. Take a couple days off.
I mean, I did it on a Friday because it doesn't hit you right away.
Yeah,
it was like it's like I did it Friday, like I don't know, it's 9 in the morning, something like that. By the time I got home from work, I was starting to feel it.
You were weird when you had it.
Yeah, it sucked.
Rach and I were texting about you a lot.
Yeah, there was a weird.
See, it happens.
He's
it
got air in his booty.
Yeah, well, you don't want to see what happens then.
No,
oh,
I don't.
We don't.
I don't want any part of that. I don't want that for me.
That's an image I can't shake now. Thank you.
But we've all got one. And in mine, you're doing this.
Oh, man.
Dave, you a belt guy?
What if I put a pair of pants on, I'll probably put a belt on. I don't like wearing pants.
Yeah. I prefer sweats and shorts, but like, you know.
Yeah, shorts. I mean, I'm not sitting here in my underwear doing this.
Oh, boy.
Though I could.
Thanks for shattering that for me.
Dave's like, wasted opportunity.
Dave Glover's like, you know what? Just go ahead and cancel the Dave Murray.
Yeah, he's wearing pants.
Oh, the camera fell down.
Oh, the sexy's over. I realize more and more every day how I'm just not a man.
What? Why? Because you don't wear a belt?
That's one reason. That's one brick in the wall.
Why? Why would that make? What's that have to do with anything?
Every man should have a belt.
Well, sure.
I don't.
You don't own one?
You don't
one?
Have one?
No, I don't own a belt. When am I going to wear a belt?
I don't know.
You know. What they make now is a gear. It's like a gear belt. You don't have little holes to put the thing in.
Right.
It actually is a like a ratchet kind of thing.
Right.
Once you figure it out, it's pretty cool.
You know what I did one time? This is when I was first in radio, and I was pretty fat, and someone left a tuxedo at the studio, like in the bag, and I took it home because no one touched it for a week. And it fit me like a glove. It was perfect. And I swear to God, this is true. See where this is going? I started wearing the tuxedo pants all the time. Not like all the time to work, but like if we'd go out to dinner, I'm wearing tuxedo pants. Red flag number one. Yeah. And then it was so great because I was fat and I didn't care. And I'd go to like Citizen Kane Steakhouse and the little fasteners were here.
A little clip, yeah.
And then afterwards, pop. Just, yeah. It's perfect.
What would you wear with the tuxedo pants?
Oh, any number of things. I could, lots of different accoutrements, you know. And nothing good.
Ocean Pacific
nothing
t-shirts.
Nothing really fits with tuxedo pants. But that's how little I cared. Yeah. Like, I just didn't care.
Yeah. Would you wear sneakers with them?
No, I'm not a Philistine. Okay, no, I mean,
so
I would
wear like a...
No.
Like a loafer or something?
Clearly I was wearing the Birkenstocks.
And then...
tuxedo shoes.
When Maureen was pregnant with Phoebe, and I saw her pregnancy jeans that had a panel of Velcro, not Velcro, Lycra in the front... And I'm like, they make those? Like, I didn't know this entire time. I was really pissed they didn't make those for men.
You tried them on.
No, she's pretty small. And yeah. I was pretty big.
It would have made lady clothes. I'd have made a nice
been
hat.
Some high waters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Reminds me one time when Nick was a little chubby when he was a little kid. And he wanted a pirate outfit. And the only one they had was extra small, and he was a husky.
Oh.
But he insisted. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Talk about pirate booty.
I thought you wore a pair of her shorts one time.
A pair of what?
Her shorts one time. Didn't you wear it?
Yeah, that was the time I ripped my jeans. And Pigpen, my stoner producer, I asked him to get a pair of my shorts out of my car, and he grabbed Maureen shorts. And Maureen's 5 foot, nothing, 100 nothing, and they were booty shorts. And my shirt I was wearing was not long, but it covered the shorts.
So, yeah, so you looked like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, it was.
Felt the air.
Yes.
Felt the air. Yeah, you definitely had air butt.
Tell you what there wasn't was any slippage.
Just another image we can't get out of our minds. That's two in this segment.
I was as high and tight as your hair was.
Nothing going nowhere.
No. It's all staying in place. All right, Dave. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Monday's blue.
Welcome back, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
GS350. I need a ruling.
It's yours.
So we have a cake.
Sorry.
At work for Robert, our IT guy, who's moving on to bigger and better things. We wish him luck. And we got him a little sheet cake. And you know how cakes go. At first, people are cutting perfect little, you know, squares. And then they just start kind of hacking.
Yep.
And I just wanted a bite. So what I did is I took a clean plastic fork, carved out a bite, took it, covered the cake back up, and I walked away.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Why would that be weird?
It would be weird if you took a bite and then
took
stuck
another
and
bite.
Then took another one, right. It would be the second bite where you broke protocol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Putting your spit on the cake.
I think people do that all the time. Maybe slice off a little piece or they just, there's mine. That's it. All good.
Fine, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you used a fork, so good job.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't your hand.
Yeah, if you just grabbed it. Well, I mean, you know, honestly, it's probably okay, too.
Is it?
I mean,
I overheard Ranji offer one of our female co-workers $5 to eat the cake with her hands. And she goes, that's not worth it to me. And he goes, it's worth it to me. It's a classic Ranji.
Hence the offer.
Yeah. That's what I got for you.
Oh, man. I heard Ranji was ripping on us over Boogergate.
Yeah. That's what somebody said on the stream.
What was he ripping us for?
I don't know. He said we were liars or something.
Yeah,
so good thing. His book. Whatever.
Good thing no one was listening.
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Andrew with the dagger.
He's going to have to call into the DGS if he wants anyone to hear it.
Well, that we just escalated the war.
Sure did. Yeah, well, I'm glad you had that line because he was going after you especially hard.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Well, of course, Andrew probably knew that.
I was told.
Oh, you were told that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did Andrew do wrong?
Yeah, why did you get dragged into this? Because you really weren't focal point of the Boogergate.
Who knows? I genuinely did not hear it and was not listening, so okay. I don't know what he said.
They are definitely pushing the...
I don't mean any disrespect by it. I just wasn't listening. I was doing other
stuff. Definitely pushing the green grape theory.
I never for a second said it was Matt Pajeski.
No, that was...
That's me.
And I still... I don't think that it was a grape either, but... I don't think it was a grape remnant.
But you do hope it was.
I hope, yes. I hope and I pray.
The only thing worse than a booger would be a booger that feels like a green grape. That's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
To be a grape consistency?
Well, it's... Ugh. Yeah.
I'm also just curious, like, how was... Most people just eat the whole grape in
one go. That's a good point. Were you nibbling on the grape?
Like, well, even if you were nibbling, it's kind of a clean bite.
Yeah, I agree.
Pajeski eats grapes with a fork and a knife.
And it was on the back of the chair.
It's all prim and proper.
It was on the rim of the front of the chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where you wipe them.
That's where you wipe them.
I was going to say, that's booger wiping territory.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
Where you wipe them.
I don't even know why I made such a big deal out of it because that wasn't even close to being the grossest thing I've ever
you
seen running this board.
You did freak out a little bit, though.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
That's pretty.
Yeah. But I had a bit of a dry sob.
That's pretty gross. I'm sorry, a booger.
Where did you put it?
I just like, yeah, and it like got off my hand.
It
like,
just fled?
Yeah, it just like zoomed across the room.
It was as scared as you. You
everybody like, check their chairs.
The booger's like, a pretty girl. Oh, God.
The booger's more scared of me than I am of it.
Pick my feet off the ground. Could be scurrying around.
Well, I guess this is my new home. What the hell is this?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Janelle. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.